When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
The Lincoln Chamber of Commerce this week announced that Jason Ball will be coming to Lincoln to serve as the next president of the business organization. Jason also assumes the role of president of the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development in January. Jason coming in to continue the business momentum created by Wendy Birdsall, who concludes her career with the chamber on December 31st after 16 years as president. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Dale. Thank you for having me.
Listeners need to know that Jason is no stranger to Lincoln. He attended Nebraska Wesleyan and the University of Nebraska, was director of business development at the Lincoln Partnership for Economic Development from early 2008 to the end of 2012, when he left to become head of the chamber in Hutchinson, Kansas. Later was president and CEO of the Sioux Falls Area Chamber of Commerce in South Dakota, and for the past couple of years has led the chamber in Round Rock, Texas, a fast-growing suburb of Austin. So welcome back to Lincoln, too, Jason.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled about it.
Sometimes it's best to leave the long shadow of home and learn what else is out there. I did that with radio. For you, from 2012, when you left Lincoln, to your return in 2022, how have you grown as a chamber leader?
Oh, boy. So when I left Lincoln, I was very much a program guy. I was responsible for executing several initiatives of the chamber at that time and loved that work. But I fell in love with the more totality of everything that chambers do. And as I've moved into strategic leadership and management of these organizations, what I've really had to learn is to focus on people much more than activities. I'd say that's probably been the biggest area of growth for me. I know it's a large area of growth for business owners as well that move into strategic level leadership, is to make sure you're fostering good, healthy teams that support each other, that believe in what each other are doing, that feel comfortable giving feedback, even if it's difficult feedback, but doing so in a productive way. So I spent a lot of time focusing on supporting my team and creating an environment where they can be successful and we can celebrate the achievements that they bring to the table.
More hands-on or less hands-on for you?
It depends. I think different team members need different types of bandwidth and attention. That's a call that I always make as I come in and do my initial assessment and just, you know, kind of figure out what it is that they need. You know, I got to say, just in case any of the Lincoln Chamber team are listening right now, you know, I have great respect for the group that's there. I have had the great pleasure of working with just about half of that team that's there right now. 10 years ago or more, whether they were with the Lincoln Chamber at that time as colleagues of mine, or perhaps working with a different organization or a different political office, and have since moved into the chamber. And so I'm very familiar with this group. I'm very familiar with the directors and vice presidents that are there now. And they're just going to be a fantastic group to be able to come back and work with this team of people that I'm already so familiar with. You know, we'll be able to, I think, spin up on some strategic initiatives much more quickly than otherwise would be if I didn't have a relationship with any of them at this point.
I worked at four other radio stations before I came to KFOR in 1985, and I brought a little bit of each stop with me when I came here. For you, Hutchinson, Kansas, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, now Round Rock, Texas, what will you bring to Lincoln from each of those stops?
Boy, so, you know, coming out of Round Rock, Texas, and again, for folks that don't know, is the north adjacent suburb to Austin. And so we generally call it down here the Central Texas area. It's one of the fastest growing areas in the entire nation, probably in the entire world right now. Tesla, Samsung, Apple, all within the past 2 or 3 years have made huge investment announcements here. And Round Rock's claim to fame is it is the corporate headquarters for Dell Technologies and has been since the early 90s. And so it's an area that has just seen explosive growth. You know, the item that I have really incorporated into my set of activities and views here that I will be taking back to Nebraska with me is actually getting a larger focus sooner than later on land acquisition, land marketing ability, working with landowners that want to do development and doing so in an organized way, and then partnering with your city leadership on how we can redevelop for a higher and better use existing developed properties. That is our number one issue and challenge in Round Rock right now. And Round Rock's going to find its way through that. We've been a catalyst in helping make some good things happen with respect to that. But it's a city that's built out, whereas Taylor and other surrounding areas, for example, they have a lot of land left to develop. And so Lincoln's different, obviously. It's not surrounded by the huge metro area that immediately abuts it. And I kid with people here in Lincoln, I can remember if you drive far enough in one direction, you're going to run into a cornfield that perhaps that landowner would like to see developed here soon. But I want to be proactive about that. I think that'll be part of my initial evaluation. I don't mean to imply that that is not happening. Perhaps it is. I need to get educated about it.
Pinnacle Bank Arena hadn't been completed when you left in 2012, Jason. Finished in August of 2013. So much business mushroomed out of that. West Haymarket, now we're seeing success move south. Residential living thrives downtown. Yeah. New hotel space, too. How much of what's been going on downtown have you been able to keep up on while advancing your chamber careers in other markets?
You know, so I'm very cognizant that a lot has changed in about 10 years since I have been gone. And I'm very respectful of that. But Dale, at the same time, I got to share, you know, I kept all my social media accounts that had connections to Lincoln. I maintained several friendships and people that, you know, for example, office in the Haymarket every day. And just by osmosis through those methods, just kept in touch. Even the spin up of Pinnacle Bank Arena, you know, the announcement of Huddle and Olson Associates downtown, like all of that continued to be really interesting to me, even to the extent of trying to keep up as much as I could on Nebraska and Lincoln politics, just because I'm in the chamber industry. And so the community's always felt like home. The two times now that I've had the opportunity to come back and see what's happened, you know, in that area is just so exciting. And I'm so pleased for the community that it has turned out in the positive way that it has. But, you know, but at the same time, it's the question that my leadership is very forward in asking me is, you know, okay, Jason, we have these things covered. What comes next? And so I've been having a lot of dialogue with folks about, you know, what are the new areas that we need to make sure we're pushing on, whether that be, you know, different infrastructure developments that the city needs, or, you know, new areas for expansion, new industries to focus on. So we're very forward thinking about that, while at the same time wanting to celebrate the amazing 2-decade run that Lincoln has already had.
COVID changed everything, Jason. How has it changed the world of the Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah, so we have a lot more virtual meetings now, mm-hmm. which is a challenge for chambers inherently. Chambers are places where people come to convene in order to solve community problems that are better addressed collectively because we can accomplish more. And in an environment where that just inherently becomes more difficult to get points across, or at the height of it, when people just did not feel comfortable being in the same room for perfectly understandable health reasons, you know, that work became simultaneously much more difficult and I think all the more important. And so the rise of remote work presents both some challenges uniquely for the chamber and I think some opportunities for Midwestern states when it comes to economic development. You know, and on top of that, when you talk about marketing for economic development, you know, our team here has been back on the road trying to get in front of companies and recruit them to Central Texas here for several months now. But companies are still skittish about bringing in guests into their sites and facilities for tours. Site consulting agencies have been reticent to get back to the normal swing of things, and they want to connect over virtual tools like this, to which we say, great, that allows us to expand our reach very, very quickly. But at the same time, it makes connections and I'll call them candid dialogues in those settings a lot more difficult to achieve. You can learn a lot about a person by having a cup of coffee with them and sitting in their office. So those are two big challenges that we've got to address. But at the same time, it's a little bit like crying over spilled milk. This is the world we're in now. Chambers and business agencies have adjusted and we'll move on. And I'm sure the Lincoln Chamber has done this. Our shop has done this. And we're just going to continue doubling down on it to grow the economy in Lincoln.
Finally, Jason, just a few minutes left. Those ma and pa places. It's easy to go for the big fish and try to bring in the big haul. But those ma and pa places, one day they're there. And at the end of the week, they're not there. That has to be a chamber issue, too.
Absolutely. Dale, you know, I'm glad you bring that up because I want to remind the community that my start in economic development actually began when I was, for a couple years, the director of the Nebraska Business Development Center, which is an extension of the Small Business Administration, right there in Lincoln. The Lincoln Chamber recruited me in to work with small business. Small businesses, entrepreneurs, are still a great passion of mine. I have great respect for people that will take the risk, put out their shingle, say, I'm open for business, come eat my food, drink my coffee, buy my products. I'm going to give you great personalized service. It's so important to the heartbeat of what makes communities truly unique. And again, I've got a lot of learning to do. So I know that the chamber has continued to work on entrepreneurship efforts since I have been gone. But I'll be having a lot of conversations with business owners and community leaders about, you know, what does that small business community need? Because there is no doubt that coronavirus and the shutdown landed disproportionately hard on them compared to larger organizations that had some wiggle room in their budget.
Always good to welcome someone back to Lincoln who has been here. So, Jason, we're looking forward to you putting your fingerprint on the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce starting in 2022.
Dale, I'm thrilled to get back. I can't wait to see you in person, and thank you for the opportunity to speak with you today.
Jason Ball heading up the Chamber and also the Partnership for Economic Development here in Lincoln starting in January. My guest on Lincoln Live.